I spoke to Minister Shane Ross yesterday. I talked about the importance of access to the Northwest, and I've already met with Michael Nolan, the CEO of TII, in the last 2 months, and we'll get an opportunity to meet with them today. So it's about keeping it very, very much on the agenda. It has to be an all-county approach. Every politician, whether they're in government or in opposition, we're all on the same sheet, because we hear it on the doorstep every time. What are we doing about access? What are we doing about the roads into the county? We all know the reasons. We all know the history. We all know the history of partition and the economic and political difficulties that we had in the past. But with the growing opportunities, with increased investment from foreign direct investment, and you know, major American companies already committed and part of the infrastructure in Donegal, with the growth of the Wild Atlantic Way, we certainly have a duty now to ensure that we get what we're due, get what we're entitled to, and ensure that we continue to grow the Northwest, and obviously in particular Donegal.
Now, Minister Ross did also say yesterday that there just isn't enough money to maintain the standards of regional and rural roads, and he said that it would be 2020 before the budget is up to scratch to deal with these roads. Is that not a concern for this county?
I think it's a concern for the European Union and Ireland and the county that there is a continued lack of investment in infrastructure at a European level. And if Europe is to compete, we need a whole new, fresh thinking around infrastructure and capital investment.